Take Wiggy with you. This is the Wig Out Podcast. Every Friday. Powered by NewEnglandTractor.com.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Well, today I'm going to piss people off, but hear me all the way to the end so you can decide whether I'm a spawn of Satan or not. First off, this whole Russian ship on the coast, it's an okey-doke. It means nothing. And the press is making you think, well, they're testing Trump. Well, you know, they're not testing Trump. We're going to be launching a new submarine, I think, in about the next 3 weeks. And the Russians are sitting there, as they have for decades. They're going to find out if their new equipment can track our sub. That's all that's going on. It's been going on for decades. Both sides have been doing it. Both sides, have you fallen for the shiny objects for years and forgotten about the USS Pueblo? Back in 1968, for those of you who actually delve into history, we were sitting off of the North Korean coast, although we were only 8 miles from shore. The international line is 12 for all countries. The Russians are 33 miles away, but we went into 8 miles and the North Koreans captured the ship and it was a whole international incident, but you don't remember that. It's just them damn Russians. Oh my God. The spying is nothing new, nothing at all. You just don't remember it because you're stupid. The system has made you stupid. They've worked hard over the years to make sure that you have passion about your favorite team or who's going to win American Idol or who's on The Bachelor or whatever shiny object they put in front of you. The media works overtime to make us all fearful. Why? Because fearful people are easily controlled. I mean, why do you think that the weather has become such a tool for local TV? Watch us. Get the app. Oh, a snowstorm of 3 to 4 inches? Is it apocalypse? I don't think so. This is why the education system is falling apart, even though we supposedly spend more money on education than any other country on the planet. The system, which consists of both Republicans and Democrats, do not want us smart. In the words of the prophet George Carlin, they want us to be obedient. People just smart enough to run the machines and to do the paperwork. Not smart enough to get pissed off about working longer hours at lower wages and how they rape our pensions. When Clinton, remember him, he signed the Communications Act of 1996. And what does that mean? Well, it means that all of the communication, all of the information dissemination into this country comes down to about 5 corporations. That's it. We have the slowest cell service on the planet, the slowest cable service of anybody on the planet. Even the Romanians, Romania, for God's sake, has faster cable and cell service than we do. Do you really believe that's by accident? Do you really believe that's not by design? And do you really think the Republicans won the election? No. Trump won the election, not the Republicans. And that's because he told the people that the game is rigged and it's rigged against you. And they said, my God, maybe he'll do something about it. They were, of course, wrong. He brought all sorts of billionaires into the system to help run the country. And we know neither party is looking out for us. They're all owned by Wall Street. The game is rigged, and they, well, you know, the Russians hooked into Hillary's emails. But you notice that they don't say anything about the emails and the fact that the emails showed that the Democrats were rigging the system so that Wall Street Hillary would win. They don't talk about that. They just want us to continue to bend over, get the high hard one, and say, thank you, sir. May I have another? Until we stop being afraid of each other and judging each other as Republicans or Democrats or black or white or whatever, we will continue to lose. They will have us by the short hairs. Good God, people. Start reading. and thinking. They have us in chains, not like the chains of the slaves of the 1800s. No, the new chains that they hold us in are debt. They hold us in by debt. Let's not forget one of George Bush's first directives after 9/11. Go on about your business. Don't let the terrorists win. Continue to shop. Really? Continue to shop. Consume, consume, consume. There it is. Think about it. Think about this weekend. Yeah, let's party it up because, you know, it's a couple days out of the slave pit. But think about it for a while. Read a book while we're pigging out, porking out, and freaking out. We need to reassess who we are and stop being Republicans and Democrats and Green Party and African Americans and Italian Americans. And no, we're Americans, and we're getting the high hard one. So think about this weekend, because the weekend is here. And you gotta heaven help you if you think they are thinking about us. We out!